Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of instruction and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. His delight will be the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor decide by what his ears hear. Instead, he will judge the poor with righteousness and decide fairly for the humble of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will kill the wicked. Righteousness will be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his hips. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat. The calf, the young lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze together, and their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. A baby will play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child will put his hand on the den of the adder. They will not hurt nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a signal flag for the peoples. The nations will seek him out, and his resting place will be glorious. On that day, the Lord will again extend his hand to recover the remnant of his people who remain in Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the islands of the sea. He will set up a signal flag for the nations and will gather the outcasts of Israel and the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. He will turn aside the envy of Ephraim, and hostilities of Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will no longer be hostile to Ephraim. Instead, they will swoop down on the Philistine hills on the west, and together they will plunder the people of the east. They will possess Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon will obey them. Yahweh will completely destroy the Gulf of the Sea of Egypt. With a scorching wind, he will wave his hand over the Euphrates River and will divide it into seven streams so it can be crossed over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that return from Assyria, as there was for Israel in their coming up from the land of Egypt.